It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And while the holiday season may be winding down, there's no shortage of collegiate and professional sports action, and no better place to get in on all of that action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Celebrating this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new users the chance to bet on any semifinal team to win the championship at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any semifinal team to win the championship. Your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any semifinal team to win it all. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number two, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim, he's Dusty. Speaking of college football playoffs, you got 100-1 odds going into the semifinals. Dustin, who are you putting your $1 on?
100-1 odds. I mean, I think Alabama's the runaway favorite, but... So that's where my money would go, and I would want to bet on anybody to beat Dabo Sweeney too.
Okay.
what odds do I get for that?
Well, as Penn State fans, though, are we prepared to root for Ohio State versus Clemson?
Well, I mean, you can speak for yourself. I've never had any issue rooting for Ohio State as in this situation. I think. Big Ten fans should be rooting for Big Ten teams. If anything, it puts a little bit of cash in every Big Ten team's pockets if a Big Ten team does well. And, you know, for me personally, somebody who's pretty much never agreed with anything Dabo Sweeney has ever said in his entire life, I think that's a good excuse to root for Ohio State.
You do realize all of our listeners out there, our loyal listeners, are waiting for your Dabo Sweeney imitation.
Oh gosh, I can't. I'm not prepared to do that right now. Let me drink a little bit more coffee, then maybe Q3 I can do it.
All right, we'll look forward to that. I had no problem rooting Ohio State versus Clemson last year because I had my money on Ohio State. All right, Dustin, enough about that. Let's talk about Penn State's offense in the 2020 season. Boy, you know, it was a tale of two seasons almost, where the team went 0-5, then won their last four games. And when you talk about this offense, and if you talk about what went wrong and then what went right, you got to start at the quarterback position, which just, I'm going to say, it was a hot mess to start the season. But by the end of this, did we learn that a two-quarterback system that Penn State was using could actually work?
I'm generally opposed to this idea, but I think, you know, what you saw in the second half of the year was a pretty nice division of responsibilities, where both of these guys kind of had a feel for what they were doing and why they were doing it. Maybe not necessarily all the time about, you know, who was coming in and who was coming out of the game. That's something that Penn State will continue to have to manage. But I thought, you know, especially in the last couple weeks where Will Levis was actually playing a little bit of quarterback and not just run it right up the middle, I thought, you know, a system emerged where it made some sense that Will Levis posed a different kind of threat. So you utilize that. Sean Clifford, you know, I feel like those opportunities to come out of the game and to maybe watch somebody else do the job seemed to help him kind of calm down and find his sense of not trying to do too much. And I think for both of these guys, maybe it can bring out some of the best in them. And, you know, you have two different skill sets that you can use. I think it showed that it can work. especially late in the year. And I think more than anything, it showed that Penn State staff will be committed to it in 2021 and beyond. For those reasons, and also for the idea of keeping Will Levis around, let him play some quarterback and let's let him, you know, feel good about his role here so he's not exploring his options.
I know there are a lot of people, including our colleague Greg Pickle, who feel if you have two quarterbacks, you actually have no quarterback. But I'm an advocate of this, especially when the second quarterback offers you something different. And Will Levis running the ball is something completely different than what Sean Clifford has to offer at quarterback, Dustin.
Yeah, and I think that to me is the key. I generally agree with if you're using two quarterbacks, you don't have one. But that's sort of assuming that their skill sets are the same. These guys' skill sets are different. And you got a guy who weighs 230 pounds, who I think has some upside throwing the ball. Like I think you have a responsibility to use that. And so for that reason, like I'm in favor of doing this moving forward. I don't think it really took away from Sean Clifford's opportunities to be a passer. I think Will Levis, especially as we saw him do more than just run that quarterback, you know, that quarterback draw play. I think it could be good for both of them. And I think it's something that Penn State is going to continue to use, especially when you're talking about short yardage, red zone, these places where Penn State struggled big time, you know, not just this year, but in at points of other years too. Short yardage is a big one for me. If you have an identity in short yardage situations, and that's Will Levis, you know, being a dual threat guy, I think that alone would make this two quarterback system worth it.
And remember, it wasn't all that long ago we lamented how this Penn State team could not convert on short yardage situations, and now they can. It was also interesting, Dustin, going into the season, what we quote-unquote knew was the biggest weakness on offense was that wide receiver. Well, I guess we learned that wasn't actually the case, was it?
Yeah, I mean, that talk about a pleasant surprise with how the year went. You know, you with a new position coach, with everybody, and I put it this way at the beginning of the year, everybody was going to have to do something that they never did before. There were some real variables as to how good this group could be, and expectations were pretty low just because of the way the past couple seasons had gone, with the way that they've continued to search and search and search for leadership at that spot. But I thought, you know, obviously with the way Jahan Dotson emerged and with Parker Washington emerged, you know, this is a promising group, not just for now, but for later too. And that is a refreshing change, I think, for so many people, is that you can feel optimistic that wide receiver will not only not be a liability, but this will be something that can maybe drive this offense in 2021 and then even beyond that.
Going into the season, I believe a lot of people thought Jahan Dotson, we knew he could be a pretty good number two. The thought of him being the number one, though, I'm not sure a lot of people thought he could handle it. And boy, did he ever. And that's going to be a huge decision. Will he decide to declare for the draft, or will he be back? Huge difference going into 2021, Dustin.
Yeah, and I really don't know which direction that's going to go. I could definitely see that going either way. I don't know, you know, how pro evaluators are looking at Jahan Dotson at this very moment. The way his season went, the diverse ways in which he made plays, you know, jump balls, one-handed catches, catch and run, you know, yards after catch situations, showed some speed and acceleration, athleticism. You know, he doesn't have that ideal size, but I think he showed that he plays bigger and that he is capable of being a guy who plays on Sundays for a while. I don't know. I mean, I think this is a big thing for Penn State. You know, like if he's back, they have a real strength at that spot. If he's not back, there's definitely some promise, but now you're in the same spot next year as you were this year, where everybody's going to be asked to do more than they've ever done before. And, you know, maybe this year is inspiring confidence that these guys can step up to whatever roles they need to. But I think Penn State could this is the most important decision left, I think, for Penn State this offseason, is whether Dotson stays or goes. And my hunch, we'll see. My hunch is that he's coming back, but I can't blame him for going either.
it would be a big difference if he does come back. All right, let's talk quickly tight end, where Pat Freiermuth, tight end, was in good hands going into the season. He missed pretty much the last half of the season, and the team didn't skip a beat with the two youngsters coming up.
Boy, that was another really promising storyline. You just never know, and especially at tight end where you didn't know what to expect, whether it was Zach Kuntz, whether it was Brenton Strange, or maybe Theo Johnson would kind of make a play for that number two tight end. I could have seen any of those storylines playing out this year, but Brenton Strange looking like the real deal. Theo Johnson, you know, in these short bursts, looking like a guy who can make plays down the field, but is also embracing the grind of the tight end position. And we'll see with Zach Kuntz, you know, like I think maybe he's a depth guy. We don't know how healthy, you know, he ended up being towards the end of the year. But either way, in really good hands. And I think, you know, Tyler Warren, another good player. In 2022, they got some tight ends coming in. So I think this group is in really good hands. And I think, you know, Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson in particular showed that they're just getting started, which is exciting. And they're assets in that blocking game, which James Franklin absolutely insists on these guys being. So I thought, you know, the silver lining to Pat Freiermuth missing the second half of the season was that these guys got a bigger opportunity and showed that they're ready for prime time.
I believe they are, and their blocking was very, very good. At running back, Dustin, I guess we learned there's no such thing as too much depth.
It's so amazing, and you've seen programs go through this at quarterback too. It's so amazing how thin the line can be between too much depth and you know, risking a guy at the bottom of the depth chart getting turned off and going someplace else, to having not enough depth in the snap of your fingers. And that at Penn State, you know, like I think they've been recruiting five scholarship running backs for a reason, and you saw exactly why. Certainly, an inordinate amount of chaos there between Journey Brown's unfortunate situation, Noah Kane getting hurt and drive number one, Devin Ford, you know, even after stepping into that starting role, limping to the finish line, you needed somebody to emerge. And for this year, it was Kevon Lee. I think Keziah Holmes showed some exciting things in small doses. And now you have, you know, Noah Kane coming back. You've got a real bona fide strength, I think, going forward in this running back group, and they're better because of what they went through in 2020.
All right, that's it for quarter number two. Quarter number three, we'll look at lessons learned on defense.
For this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new users the chance to bet $1 on any semifinal team to win the championship. And if your team wins, you cash $100. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.